Ray Campbell, New York City. Ray wrote the first edition big book story, An Artist's Concept, that appears on page 380 in the first edition of the big book Alcoholics Anonymous. Ray joined the fellowship in February 1938. He began his story by quoting Herbert Spencer, "There is a principle which is a bar against all information, which is proof against all arguments, and which cannot fail to keep a man in everlasting ignorance. That principle is contempt prior to investigation." He said that the quotation is descriptive of the mental attitudes of many alcoholics when the subject of religion as a cure is first brought to their attention. "It is only when a man has tried everything else, when in utter desperation and terrific need, he turns to something bigger than himself, that he gets a glimpse of the way out. It is then that contempt is replaced by hope, and hope by fulfillment." Ray chose to write of his search for spiritual help rather than a description of the neurotic drinking that made the search necessary. After investigating his alcoholic problem from every angle, medicine, psychology, psychiatry, and psychoanalysis, he began flirting with religion as a possible way out. He had been approaching God intellectually. That only added to his desperation, but a seed had been planted. Finally, he met a man, probably Bill Wilson, who had for 5 years devoted a great deal of time and energy to helping alcoholics. The man told him little he didn't already know, but what he did have to say was bereft of all fancy spiritual phraseology. It was simple Christianity imparted with divine power. The next day he met over 20 men who had achieved a mental rebirth from alcoholism. He liked them because they were ordinary men who were not pious nor holier than thous. He notes that these men were but instruments. Of themselves, they were nothing. He must have been an intellectual type. He not only quotes Spencer but Thoreau when he says, "Most men lead lives of quiet desperation." It was Ray, a recognized artist, who was asked to design the dust jacket for the first edition of the Big Book. He submitted various designs for consideration, including one that was blue and in an Art Deco style. The one chosen was red and yellow with a little black and a little white. The words Alcoholics Anonymous were printed across the top in large white script. It became known as the circus jacket because of its loud circus colors. The unused blue jacket is today in the archives at the Stepping Stones Foundation. His story was not included in the second edition of the Big Book, but the Spencer quote was placed in the back of the book in Appendix 2, A Spiritual Experience.